After more than a week of not being able to drink their water due to hazardous chemicals, residents of Andrews have been told it's safe again. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the Northeast Indiana town's water problems aren't over yet.
The town was forced to shut down one of its water wells after it found high levels of the cancer-causing chemical vinyl chloride. Andrews officials say it's pollution left over from when an old automotive factory, now owned by Raytheon Technologies, contaminated the town's well field. Growing up in Andrews, Crystal McCourt says she's always been skeptical of the water. She wonders if it could have contributed to her mother's past diagnosis with a rare cancer.
It's super scary to me. I'm not going to cook with it. I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to make my coffee with it.
Andrews officials say the levels of vinyl chloride in the drinking water have gone down significantly since the well was shut down. But there are still some chemicals in the water that shouldn't be there. Andrews officials say Raytheon's device that strips industrial chemicals out of the water malfunctioned and doesn't have a failsafe. The town has filed a lawsuit asking the company to fix it and to install new water wells outside of the polluted plume of water. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
In a statement, Raytheon says the town started using the dormant water well without the company's knowledge. It says it's committed to cleaning up the pollution.